Here's Rita Smith, the curator of the Baldwin Collection of Children's Literature, with a lost and found essay.
What kind of drum is best if not beaten? The answer to that question is a conundrum. Conundrum is a word not heard much these days. When it is used, it more often takes its serious meaning of a complicated, unsolvable problem, rather than its more playful meaning, which is a fanciful question answered by a pun. Conundrums, in their fanciful meaning as solvable riddles, were quite popular in the 19th century, when indoor entertainment was something you had to create yourself, and did not involve a radio, a CD player, a television, or a computer. Besides being acceptable entertainment, they were considered a valuable sharpener of the intellect, and, if solved, an indication of quick-wittedness. Hundreds of groan-inducing conundrums are found in 19th century children's periodicals, or in books with titles like Sports and Pastimes for Indoors and Out, or Occupation for Play Hours. In fact, they became so popular that Lewis Carroll, who loved to poke fun at popular conventions, felt obliged to parody the conundrum in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by having a disinterested Alice refuse to play the conundrum game. The Mad Hatter asks Alice, "Why is a raven like a writing desk?" And when challenged to produce the solution, Alice answers, "I haven't the slightest idea." But most conundrums have a punny answer. I'll read you some that I found in children's books from over 100 years ago. Why is Ireland likely to grow rich? Because its capital is always Dublin. Why is death like the letter E? Because it is the end of life. If the alphabet were invited to tea, which of the letters would arrive late? U, V, W, X, Y, and Z would all come after T. Why is a dog with a broken leg like a boy at arithmetic? Because he puts down 3 and carries 1. Why do young people go to a confirmation in new clothes? So they are not confirmed in their old habits. Where can happiness always be found? In the dictionary. Why is it almost certain that Shakespeare was a broker? Because no other man has furnished so many stock quotations. Well, I won't go on, although I could. I know, some people consider the pun the lowest form of humor. I think puns are rather fun, but I doubt if they will ever take the place of the Rugrats or Star Wars pod racing video games for pure entertainment value. Did you guess any of them? Well, not to worry if you didn't. After all, why is a conundrum like life? Because we must all give it up.